Israel has once again defied international law and illegally drawn a line between the occupied Palestinian territories and Lebanon, giving Beirut little to no say on the issue. Historically, oil exploration expert Dr. Ali Haidar tells Press TV that Lebanon drew a line that was not very accurate. But when Beirut redrew this through legal means, the Zionist regime became infuriated.
That correction was done properly from a legal point of view. After that, Israel did not like what Lebanon did in terms of correction of the drawing of the border, and started claiming that this debated zone that is between the two lines, between the line number 1 and the line number 23, Israel is claiming that this is an Israeli part, not a Lebanese part.
Israel's illegal moves gives Tel Aviv access to blocks of land which are very rich in oil. Nonetheless, Lebanese politicians say the Israeli aggression will not stop Lebanon from giving up its rights.
The Zionist enemy is trying today to make a law when it doesn't even abide by any laws. The enemy is trying to pressure Lebanon to give up its right because they see Lebanon is firm on its rights. It remains to be seen where this issue is heading with ongoing Israeli aggressiveness, but Lebanon will continue to be firm on its rights of 865 cubic kilometers that Israel wants to take.
The Israeli entity has once again used violence and defied international law. This move is just another sign indicating that the Zionist regime wants a full control of not just water fields in the region, but also the oil resources. Lamis Karu, Press TV, Beirut.